Labyrinth. Good music in there, though, but sometimes just a little overwhelming. Do I listen to The Wall? No. A couple of songs I like, but that's about it. And David Bowie before that, Savior Machine. And yeah, it's just everything's just up. The synthesizer's louder, the guitar harmonies are louder. So there you go. If you're a completist, something to get. Nice vinyl release too. That's an incentive. So it's 4 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman and 91.9 FM. KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM with translators. Translators, K246BA, Boston, 97.1 FM. K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM. K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM. K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM. K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM. And streaming on the web, KGLT.net. And I think we've... sucked in a lot of listeners from far and wide. So that always makes me happy. Yeah, that's great for KGLT. We have an audience that spans the globe, as it should be. There's more. There's more. The general underwriters today include audio artisans specializing in housewide and computer audio, home theater, headphones, and turntables. Retail showroom open Wednesday through Saturday with face mask required, located in Oakwood Square, 2405 West Main Street, suite number 2, on the web at audioartisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. Dan Mandel Honda in Bozeman, featuring the all-new environmentally friendly Honda CR-V Hybrid. More information at DanMandelHonda.com. And Community Food Co-op, supporting community through annual donations of more than $30,000 to local schools and nonprofits, such as Apple a Day and Coffee for Classrooms giving programs. Online at bozo.coop. They're open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Located at 908 West Main and 44 East Main in Bozeman. Yes, we can continue. I've been playing catch-up. You know, I try to buy all the latest and greatest as it comes out, but some things elude me, and it takes me a while to add them to my collection. One of them is this. You know, Stones have put out a zillion greatest hits records, and a few years ago, 2002, I think, that's quite a few years ago, they put out something called 40 Licks, and they added 4 new songs on there, and I just thought, oh, come on. I'm not going to buy a double CD for 4 songs, and It came, somebody was offering some CDs for sale the other day, and it was on the list, so I grabbed it. And 3 of the 4 songs are so-so, but this one that Keith sings is pretty nice. Oh.
Ain't it funny how things happen just as we think we got it all straight? Everything seems to be moving forward, but instead we just sit around and wait. Seems things are in a lockdown. Nervous looks all around. Everyone is speaking in whispers. No one wants to make a sound. I'm losing my touch, yeah. Losing my touch, Losing my touch, baby, way too much. Baby, get me out of here. should be clear. Keep an eye out on your front door, baby. I'll be slipping in round the back. I just need a little cab fare, and then I'll let you hit the sack, 'cause I'm losing my touch. Losing my touch. Yes, I'm losing my touch. Way too much. Baby, get me out of here. It should be clear, yes. Just long, long enough. I've gotta pick up my passports, and I've gotta get my stuff, 'cause I'm losing my touch. Just losing my touch. I'm losing my touch. Way, way too much. Baby, get me out of here. Well, it must be clear, losing my touch. Yes, I'm losing my touch. Yeah. Yes, I'm losing my touch. Way too much. Baby, get me out of here.
in the morning, the weather, breakfast in bed. I tried to help her, but I did not know how. I tried to love her, but it's all over now. Nothing left to comfort me except a sunny day.
falling rain. Beach in the falling rain, mama. Beach in the falling rain. That would be something. Falling rain, mama, beach in the falling rain. Beach in the falling rain, mama, beach in the falling rain. That would be something, it really would be something. That would be something to beach in the falling rain, mama, beach in the falling rain. Beach in the falling rain, mama, beach in the falling rain.
That's Paul McCartney from his first of now three very solo albums. That's the one that came out right when the Beatles broke up. You heard That Would Be Something. Yeah, I still love that record. It's one that I revisit a lot. It has some really good songs and good feel. Start off the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards mainly. From 40 Licks you heard Losing My Touch, and that's a beautiful song. Like I said, the other three new ones are just sort of generic mid-modern Stones, but that one's got some feel. I guess worth it. I didn't pay too much for that, and it's a nice collection of hits. So I think it's got the modern stereo mix of Satisfaction on that record, which is really, truly awful. It just ruins the whole point of that record. You're not supposed to hear the parts. It's just supposed to be one big wall of sound. I have issues with things like that. Weird Wilco, second, from their Being There 5-disc super deluxe version. I passed on that one too when it came out. I just wasn't sure, and it slipped away, and I just saw that they're putting out Summer Teeth the same way. I think I've expanded one with demos and some live stuff or something, and I thought, well, I should look into Being There, because I do like that one. I was afraid I was going to have to buy a European pressing, but I found a brand new copy really cheap. 5 discs, got 2 discs of live, that 1 disc of demos, and then the original album. And that one song there that you heard, which was called I can't keep from talking, that is very nice. Totally in the style of the Stones and the Faces. They really got the sound down. Too bad they didn't write any words for it. A great idea just tossed out there. Wow. I mean, I'd kill for writing a song that sounded that good. So it put me in the mind of the Faces. You heard Sweet Lady Mary from their second album, Long Player. Gorgeous song. Ron Wood really doing it up on the pedal steel guitar. Ron Wood doesn't quite get the credit he deserves. He's a brilliant player. He plays a little too close to Keith to stand out in the Faces, but in the Stones, but he's good. Some people don't like him. I saw him with the Faces a couple times. He's a fabulous guitar player. So back in 68 with Jeff Beck, one of the encores, Jeff Beck handed Ron Wood his guitar and took Ron Wood's bass, and Ron Wood grabbed the guitar, the Les Paul, and he just could not get his fingers to work. He sort of boinked around and plunked around for a couple minutes, and Jeff just shook his head and grabbed his guitar back. I'm sure it's that concept. If you've been playing bass for a long time, steadily, and then all of a sudden you're handed a guitar and it just, the strings are too close together or something. But he's talented, really, really good on the slide stuff. And then finishing up with Paul McCartney. 24 after the hour here on this Wednesday. Is that the halfway point already? How'd that happen? I've only played a couple songs. And I got a real long set that might take up the remainder of this hour. People are checking in. Alex Pandez, John Trembley, they're listening. Walt Neal. The long-distance listeners. Yay. And I know all you people around here are listening, because what else are you going to do when you're locked up at home or at work or something in your cubicle, your hermetically sealed cubicle at work? So maybe I should tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. I think they're on my speed dial. Yeah, yeah. What do I want to tell you?
Tribute albums are a way for musicians to pay homage to artists they love. While not all of them are good, the great ones let the music shine through.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
We explore what makes a good tribute album this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Yes, one of the nice outside shows that we have here. Real enjoyable to listen to that one. I'm glad it's on part of our programming. So shall I continue? Yes. I saw today somebody posted online that the BBC is broadcasting some of the Viv Stanchel, Sir Henry of Rawlinson End radio shows. He did a whole bunch of them for John Peel. And an album, two albums, though the second one's not very good, but the first one is, and a movie, which collects a lot of the skits, stories from the radio show into a claustrophobic, murky, dark movie. That's totally mystifying. And it got a lot of people excited, just the idea that they could listen to that stuff. It's around. I think if you look on YouTube, you can find Sir Henry episodes. And they circulate in the trading circles. My friend Mike Stacks, who puts out the Ugly Things magazine, one day we started talking about it. And I said, let's compare, see who's got what. And it turned out pretty much all the ones he had, I didn't have, and vice versa. So we swapped out my Sir Henry collection. Nearly doubled. The origins of that, I'm not sure where, if he had it before that, but on the Bonzo Dog reunion album, Let's Make Up Be Friendly, was the first episode of Sir Henry as Rawlinson End. So sit back and listen. You know, radio theater, this is what you're going to get. And Viv Stanchel does most all the voices and all the characters. Pete Gifford wanted me to tell you the story. I encountered Viv Stanchel once. In 1975, I was in London, and I was told to go to the Golden Lion in Fulham because two people I was supposed to meet were going to be there, Pete Brown, the Cream lyricist, who was friends with Viv Stanchel, as was Phil Ryan from the Man Band and the Neutrons. And I found him quickly and sat down with him and struck up a friendship right away. And at the end of the show, Pete said, let's go hang out. And as Viv Stanchel stumbled off the stage, he grabbed my coattails and leaned down and wiped his sweaty face and said, thanks, man, in that incredible voice he had. And I was just mystified, honored, I guess. But it was a brand new Jean Junction jacket I bought. So I was a little horrified. And sadly, I don't know what ever happened to that jacket. It must have disappeared in the move out here or just disintegrated. And I keep thinking it's hidden away in a box somewhere, but who knows? Well, anyway, this is Viv Stanchel with the Bonzo Dog Band.
It is almost 3 years since Madge and Bobby Rawlinson pulled up roots and were arrested by the Parks Department. The mandrake screamed. Jeremy Sphincter has sailed for Australia after the poultry scare. We won't mention him again. Old Mr. Trelawney stays on at the farm, now a broken man and an incurable alcoholic. Apart from his regular visits to the village shop for a couple of tins of ready rubbed, he hardly goes out at all and devotes his remaining years to breeding those beautiful guppies for which he is so rightly famous. Sandra smells. Randy has turned in on himself. No mean feat for a 40-stone man. And after all, he is still married to Sharon and is only Paulette's father by the skin of his teeth. Poor Rosemary has her hands full at Warrenson End, trying to bring up Timothy and Letitia, now at that difficult age when they start asking questions and wanking. Meanwhile, Aubrey and Maureen Rawlinson have gone to the old house, convinced that there they will find something to prove Roger's birthright, but unaware that Paul Maynard is hiding in the priest hole. Now, read on. Somewhere inside my head, a bell sounded. The seconds jumped out of the ring and the minutes flew from the corners.
For God's sake!
Somebody shouted from the driveway.
Throw in the kitchen sink!
There was a terrific splash and the sink lay upturned on the floor, gasping like a landed fish. In moments, Aubrey was on his knees beside it, tenderly taking the limp tap in his hands, turning it slowly. A livid ivy of broken veins stretched autumnal on his cheeks, and the filth of the city found easy purchase in the open pores. Without taking his eyes off, he glanced up at Maureen.
Oh, darling,
he said thoughtfully.
You remember that party, don't you? The Bernard buffet table was over there, wasn't it? We seemed to drink oceans of bubbly and... Well, I did all sorts of silly things, and those rabbit costumes, it seemed... I jumped up on top of you. Well, everybody laughed at the time, but they never asked us back, did they?
I think that was the first time he ever kissed her. She turned from the window to stare at him.
He looks so sinister in that corset, and yet he can be so nice.
She noticed the bags and thin etched lines around his eyes, and the way his jowls hung down over his rumpled collar. He was breathing heavily from the effort of getting up and stood there stuffing his stomach back into his belt. It was hard to believe he was still only 26. I could sense the tension in her body, in that old room. The air crackled with it in that old, old room, part paneled and part papered with a curious pre-war design of faces, and if you half closed your eyes, they seemed to form roses of great vulgarity. That old room that had known so many joys, the laughter of children, and seen so many tragedies, and watched generations of Rawlinsons and Maynards pass on. The stuttering candle traced leering phantoms on the walls. It was almost as if old Sir Henry and that dreadful American woman were still there. She could see them now. Mrs. Radcliffe still at table, straight-backed and cadaverous, poised over her sherry like a mantis. And bucolic, jolly old Sir Henry toying with his brandy, legs well apart, coattails thrown up in front of the fire, expounding his interminable exploits before the blaze.
You see, natives had it in their noddles that if a chap's soul was pure, then the snake bite wouldn't harm him. Poor old Hargreaves died almost immediately. Horrible agony. My was going to tell you something about the big fella. You see, Bunny and I went off into the bush after him. Did we find him? By God, we found him. I could see the rascal's eyes gleaming like coals. Then he was coming at me through the undergrowth, big as a tank, and a pair of tusks on him sharp as sickles. You've probably seen him up in the study, use them for defacing Reader's Digest these days. Well, rifle jammed, bloody useless. Bunny panicked, took off like a fox, little fool. Bearers scattered. Not that I blame him. What we'd seen back in the clearing was enough to turn any man's liver. Then he was on me, snapping and stabbing at my legs. I sidestepped neat as a blasted pansy and let go at the blighter with eyes clenched and fists blazing. Biff Wallop. I'm terribly sorry, darling. I seem to have spilled it all over my trousers. I think I'll be toddling off now.
They were walking towards a part of the hall I knew to be unsafe. It was no good. Whatever the cost, I had to warn them.
Watch out for that loose floorboard,
I shouted, then wished I hadn't. They both turned to glare at me. Then the rotten wood gave way, and frozen, they disappeared into the cellar. With an agility that surprised me, I sprang from my hiding place and peered into the hole. Maureen was head first in a barrel of dill pickles, struggling furiously. I knew she carried a snorkel in her handbag, but would she use it? Aubrey was unconscious. Sprawled in the smashed floorboards, he looked pathetic and ridiculous. His kilt had come off during the fall. With his eyes closed, he looked as he had at Ponte al Mare that summer. Older somehow, but that proud Rawlinson chin was unmistakable. And the cheekbones, a little higher than his mother's, they appeared as twin humps on the top of his head. The calendar pages peeled and blew away. The terrible memories started flooding back. Old Mrs. McAvoy eating that horrible chicken and the terrified child running from the burning factory. He was starting to wake up. I'd waited 4 years, flown 3,000 miles and crossed a seal with a Shetland pony just to get away from this man, and now...
I remembered
a tip of Dad's. The old boy had a thing about wasps and always wore bicycle clips while mowing the lawn. This seemed to keep a lot of them out, but would it be useful? Now for some answers. I hadn't planned it like this, but... His eyelids flickered. A shudder corrugated his face and lost itself in the corners of his mouth. His lips turned up at the edges and waited patiently in the deepening shadows beneath the nose. Now, I was going to face the music.
You say you don't need me.
okay. I'm indulging myself. That's Tony Williams' Lifetime from Turn It Over. You heard All I'll Be Praised. The band on that is Tony Williams on drums, who you know from Miles Davis' band. John McLaughlin on guitar, who you know from Mahavishnu, Vishnu, Miles Davis, etc., etc. And Larry Williams, Larry Young on organ. Fantastic band. I tried to go see him. Jack Bruce is actually in the band on the next record. That's why I tried to go see him, and nobody would drive me up to Marin County, to Santa Rafael, to a place called Pepperland to see him. So there it goes. I missed. Before that, you heard Jimi Hendrix. A stray tune called Beginnings, also known as Jam Back at the House, if you have the Woodstock album. Jimmy working it out. Just one of those songs that's around. And a good one, too. Jack Bruce himself from his first solo album released after Cream, not his first solo record recorded, because he had done one before that, a out-and-out jazz record that the label decided to sit on for a bit. But A Songstar Taylor could have been the next Cream album. Some of those songs, anyway, should have been. But you got sort of the alternative Cream with John Heisman on drums and Chris Bedding on guitar. You heard The Clear Out. And start off with Bond's Dog Band doing Rawlinson End. And I hope you enjoyed that little bit of nonsense. I've got more to play, so I'm just going to continue on, because I don't have anything else to do except play you music today. It'll be Derek Leonard at 6 o'clock. Otherwise, it continues on. This is from the brand new Young Fresh Fellows album, which is years in the making, and sat on the shelf for almost a year. It's out now. It's called Toxic Youth, and it's really, really good. And these are good friends. They played here in Bozeman a lot. They've been around. A band you should know, and if not, you should figure it out now.
Passing out on hardwood floors. Okay.